Meanwhile, Melvin, you moved up the ranks in the company in 1981. Your family sold their interest in the Moran Pipe and Supply Company?
Correct. And the reason we sold, frankly, was because business was so good. When I went to work for the company, initially our sales of pipe and equipment totaled $300,000 a year. By the time of 1981, when we sold out, our sales were $2 million a month. But it was a 7-day, 24-hour-a-day job, basically. If somebody is drilling an oil well, they don't order the pipe for it till they know that they've actually struck oil, and then they want it immediately because every hour that you delay costs them thousands and thousands of dollars. So you're on call all the time, meanwhile still trying to run our oil company. So we decided it would best just do one or the other. I decided to stick with the oil company, and we sold Moran Pipe Supply.
The 80s, the oil business hit a rough time, but somehow your company was able to see through it and you didn't have to lay anybody off.
In January 1986, the price of oil collapsed. The price of oil going into January 1986 was $28 a barrel. When the price collapsed, it got as low as $9 a barrel. The average for the year of 86 was $14 a barrel. The cost of lifting a barrel of oil just from the ground to the surface was more than we sold the oil for. Basically, for every barrel of oil we sold, we lost money. Going into that time, it's a Chamber of Commerce count, and it might be exaggerated a little bit, but we had 200 oil-related companies in Seminole. After several years of this depression of the oil business, we were down to about 20 firms, and those that were left were just a shell of themselves. We were, I think, the only company I know of who didn't lay anybody off, because they're good people, and I'm an optimist by heart, and I always felt the business is going to come back. So we would borrow money to make payroll, and we kept going. And sure enough, after a few years, the price did come back, and we prospered.
You've been invited as an expert lecturer, advising presidents. Bill Clinton invited you to the White House 3 times. That's pretty heady stuff.
Well, actually, I was invited to the White House 3 times, but to meet with the president twice.
Hillary once.
Meet with the first lady once. And, of course, I don't kid myself that they really needed me for advice. But I was very honored to go. And one time had to do with President Clinton's energy program that he was promoting. Another time it had to do with economics and tax rates. The third time was to meet with the First Lady, and it had to do with her health care plan. The time that I met with Hillary, there were 8 of us, and we were around the table, and I was directly across from Hillary. I well remember that the first time I'd gone to meet the president, Jasmine says, "Where's your camera?" And I said, "Well, this is an economic discussion. That would not be appropriate." I didn't take a camera. The only one there who didn't. And then the second time was with Hillary. So this time I took my camera, and I'm right across the table from Hillary. When there was a pause in the conversation, I got my camera out, and I focused on her, and she posed, and I clicked, and there was nothing because the battery had gone dead.
It's just the way we are.
But I am certain that the reason that I was invited is that I've had a good relationship with then-Senator David Warren. I am certain that the White House had done some research and were thinking if they could influence me, maybe I would say something positive to Senator Warren on that particular issue. But I never did, because I felt that Senator Warren had a lot smarter people than me to advise him. But I treasure my trips to the White House.
Yeah, and to speak before the president. And,
yes.
And how did you find him?
I was amazed by him. I thought he was eloquent. I thought he was a wonderful person. Yeah, the first time that I saw President Clinton was actually at Oklahoma Hall of Fame event. He was the presenter, the one who introduced Governor George Nye, because they were both governors at the same time, Oklahoma and Arkansas. They were friends from that. He was very eloquent then, but I think he's been very eloquent since.